Cooney cross, slides it back to Mary Fowler on the edge of the area. Fowler into the box, chips it in left footed. Van Egmond back to goal. Gets a turn against the shot. Rezo again! And Rezo can score!
It started with a harmless bet on the eve of the Matildas semi-final against the English.
If England win, I will try some terrible British food. What are you going to make me eat, Simon?
We're going to go with a real good British delicacy, and it's called black pudding.
Oh my gosh. Do you know I've actually never tried black pudding because it looks so horrendous to me.
And just when you thought it couldn't get worse than a Matilda's loss and black pudding for breakfast, this happened. You're listening to ABC Gippsland with Mim Hook. I should be
sleeping. Well, what a hullabaloo here at ABC Gippsland. Are you able to introduce yourself?
Yeah, Doug Brack from the Sales CFA.
Now, what the Sales CFA's turned up here at the station, it's full of smoke here. We're all okay. I have to... huge apologies, Doug, because you're a volunteer.
Yep, correct.
Now, my terrible cooking has ended up with the CFA here.
That's okay. It could be a lot worse than it was.
Okay, well, I'm so sorry. So what were you doing when you got the call out?
Oh, I was on a bike ride with a friend and, and Ray was about to deliver his kids to school.
Oh, my gosh. And, Ray, I'm so sorry.
And Sarah outside, she was probably going to think about breakfast.
Okay, so. Well, in front of me is this little black shriveled. I've made this dare that if the Matilda's lost, the yep. dare is I have to eat some black pudding today. And so I was trying to cook black pudding. I am not known for cooking. I just left it on for too long.
I would say you want strong teeth to eat that black pudding.
Well, I can't cook. There's no time to cook any other, so yeah, that's it. Yeah. My apologies to the whole Sale CFA, and I didn't realise that it was so quick between us smoking up the whole office and you guys arriving.
It triggered the Longford Brigade.
Oh, my gosh.
And also MAFRA.
Oh, yeah, so. I'm so sorry to everyone.
It's been a pleasure. Next time you cook breakfast, just give us warning.
Yeah. Ollie, Ian on the text line is wondering what he's missed out on. Can you just do a bit of a recap this morning of this morning for Ian?
Okay, Ian. Where to begin?
Yeah, my culinary skills aren't great. I'm not known for my cooking.
Well, yes. We were also preparing the show and you were preparing a pudding simultaneously. And then we heard the smoke alarms going off. And in the background, I could just hear quite a bit of pandemonium.
The pudding caught fire in the pan. I left it on there for a long time. It looked like it needed a hearty amount of cooking.
Yeah.
Obviously, black pudding just has a little quick sizzle on a hot pan.
Did you do any research or did you just
assume? No, I just threw it on.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That might have been the beginning
Not
of your problems.
Not a recipe person. I'm a see what happens person.
Sure. And and boy, did we see what happened. Yeah.
Jono actually threw a cup of water over, so it's black and frizzled and soggy. Yeah. Now, we're going to bring Simon Ellis into the conversation. The dare was if England won... if Australia won, you would eat Vegemite on toast. You hate Vegemite. If England won, I would eat black pudding. All right. Well, it's happening now. It's if anyone could see, it's the most burnt, soggy looking thing.
Yeah. If people aren't familiar with the visual, it kind of looks like a roll of salami. Okay, Mim's put some in her mouth. She's got some in a spoonful. She's not chewing.
If you weren't here, I'd spit it out and pretend that I was swallowing it.
What are you tasting? What's going on right now?
I just have to swallow it down with water. Good charcoal.
Good charcoal.
Out of 10, look, I am not going to rush out and buy black pudding.
The best way to cook it is like for about 20 seconds either side. So you cut it into nice little slices, 20 seconds either side, and that's it. In England, you know, when you have, like, in Australia, we have cabana and cheese. In England, we have, like, cheese and little thin slices of black pudding, just raw.
Well, I have to say, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
There we go.
And I wish someone had have told me 20 seconds each side rather than 6 minutes till it catches on fire.
Only there was a wonderful tool where you could find that information out.
I know. Imagine.
Oh, well.